40% of the people in the United States suffer from GERD, and most of those actually complain of having daily bouts of it, if not weekly bouts. But it is, it's got various names. It can be called indigestion or heartburn. Those are the two most common. And the reason that it's called heartburn, even though it doesn't have anything to do with the heart itself, is that it's the proximity where we get that major discomfort around GERD, or that reflux where it comes back up into the esophagus in the form of a bile or a semi-solid state of foods, and then it'll come back into the mouth itself. Occasional GERD isn't harmful, but if you get chronic GERD, then what it does is it may indicate a more serious problem. And the problem can be anywhere from a short esophagus or a hiatal hernia, or it could be gastric ulcers, or it could just be H. pylori, so I'll talk more about those as well. I'm going to be covering a lot of the information, not every single thing that is in the PDF that is that's included in this particular teleclass. So if you haven't downloaded your PDF, then you might want to do so. Now, people who suffer from acid reflux on a chronic basis, meaning that they're having daily bouts of it, and sometimes even if you have weekly bouts of it where you're having it two or three times a week, and what you'll do is you'll change your diet and some of the other alternative methods that I'm going to be sharing again at the end of the class. If you use these different things and it doesn't get better, then what it's saying is that there's an underlying problem that really needs to be looked at from a doctor to be able to be sure that we don't have anything else going on. If you have daily bouts of GERD, then what it is it's an indicator of something that may possibly be more serious. And what we're finding out is that people that have GERD on a daily basis, if there isn't a way for them to manage it, then it does actually cause damage to the esophagus itself, and that it increases the